everybody, and welcome into The Sportscaster and Her Son, where sports bridges the gap between the generations. I'm your host, Peggy Kaczynski, 12-time Emmy Award-winning sportscaster at NBC Chicago for 17 years. I'm the baby boomer, and I'm the mom.
And my name is Vincent Conander. I am a freshman at UT Austin, Generation Z. I'm a contributing writer for College Basketball Review and on-air talent for Texas Student Television.
Okay, in this episode, it is another mini episode where we answer me this. We ask a question, we will give our answers, and then we're going to reach out to some friends and find out what they think as well. So Jason, the question for this mini podcast episode, answer me this, is what is your favorite motto for a Chicago team? It can be any time in history, any team. What's your favorite motto ever for a Chicago team?
Ooh, that is a very difficult question because you made it a little more specific than I anticipated. You said a Chicago team. I was just going to go with all gas, no brakes, which is the Texas football motto right now. I actually met Coach Steve Sarkisian on Sunday because the school put together a little taco drive because of the weather situation. So I was going to go with that, but now that you kind of flipped the switch on me and put it to a Chicago-specific team. Here's the issue with that question is in my lifetime, or at least in my lifetime as a sports fan, which only dates back about 9 years, we have not had very many good Chicago teams, at least teams that are worthy of earning mottos. So, like, there has been no really, like, no White Sox motto. There was Ricky's Boys Don't Quit, but Ricky's Boys did quit because they only made the playoffs once in his entire tenure. So I'm going to kind of maybe have to go with the easy one and go with C-Red. I just think that it's kind of cool that that's like not just a motto, not just a slogan, but it's also like a mentality. Like keep that red in your eyes and be very steadfast and keep that 2020 vision mentality. And obviously it doesn't exactly connect to the current Bulls teams, but for as long as I've been a Bulls fan, C-Red has been their thing. And it was a lot cooler when they had Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler and the teams that make the deep playoff runs because it was something everyone could get behind. And the rally towels at the playoff games had C-Red on them. So I'm going to go with C-Red just kind of out of default. I'm hoping that these White Sox teams in the 2020s earn some pretty significant and memorable mottos because that question really made me realize that none of my sports teams have ever really had mottos or ever been good enough to earn mottos.
Okay, so there has been some really funny ones for sure, not necessarily Chicago teams. I mean, how about a few years ago with the Ryan brothers in Buffalo with the Bills, and a website suggested that their motto should be twice the Ryan, half the novelty. No, that's pretty funny. Or how about when LeBron James was still in Cleveland and someone suggested that the Browns football slogan should be almost basketball season. Fox Sports has one of the best, and that's the New York Giants, not the Jets. All right, so here's some of my favorites. You know, I would say chicks dig the long ball, but I always associated that with the White Sox, and it has been brought to my attention that that is actually a Nike slogan. What do I know, right? So I really had to think about this. Good guys wear black. One of my favorite, that was awesome with the Sox, helped turn their image into being, you know, more hip and cool to be a Sox fan. Try not to suck for the Cubs. That was very witty. Threepeat was just a natural for the Chicago Bulls in 92-93. The Last Dance was phenomenal. Better now than we realize it was back then. Bear down, pretty good. That does reflect the grit of the football team. But I am going with Monsters of the Midway. I know it was a nickname for the team, like Lovable Losers for the Cubs, which I always hated. But Monsters of the Midway has stuck with the Bears for 35 years. It's become a theme that everyone goes back to when it comes to football in Chicago, whether it's the 85 Bears, the Super Bowl champs, or Lovey Smith's Bears with their ferocious defenses. Monsters of the Midway. That's my favorite. Let's find out what some others think about their favorite motto for a Chicago sports team.
Hey, Peggy. It's Brooks Boyer from the Chicago White Sox. This is the easiest question that has ever been asked. What's my favorite slogan or motto for a Chicago sports team ever? And remember, I worked 10 years with the Bulls, been with the White Sox for the last 17. The grinder rules that led to the 2005 World Series for that team. Grinder ball rule number one was win or die trying. And when you looked at how that team played and the rules that they played by, it fed right into the marketing slogan. So for me, my number one, the grinder rules. 2005 Chicago White Sox with grinder ball rule number one being win or die trying.
Hi, Peg. Hi, Jason. It's Jonathan Hood, co-host of the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and also heard on the ESPN Chicago app. I'm also the voice of the UIC Flames basketball and baseball team, and I have a podcast. It's the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, wherever you download your podcast. So my favorite slogan or motto for a Chicago team, I have two of them. One of them is try not to suck. Even though I'm a White Sox fan, you cannot beat try not to suck from Joe Maddon, that era for the Chicago Cubs. It's direct. It's pretty clear. I think everybody gets it in any language. Hey, when you go out there on the diamond, try not to suck. It's not saying, hey, make sure that you don't suck. It's try not to suck. So I love that. Another one from the early 80s from the Cubs as well is in the Ed Lynch era, which was the slogan from the Chicago Cubs that said, we're working on it. Chicago Cubs baseball, hey, we're working on it. I don't know how Cubs fans were able to take that and say, oh, absolutely, then they're working on it. That's great. That is really shoddy work by the PR department to say, hey, we're working on it. Hey, we're Chicago Cubs baseball. Hey, we're working on it. Those are my two favorite slogans of all time for the Chicago team, both from the Cubs. Even as a White Sox fan, I gotta like it.
Hi, this is David Haw from the Mully and Haw Show on The Score. Chicago sports slogans, the best ones that I remember, that is a very good one. I think that you could go back to the Kids Can Play with the White Sox, which is a very good one, and really it ages well because it kind of is one of those things that you want to say about any team that you're around. You're like, oh, the Kids Can Play. Oh, it's very catchy, so it stays with you. And it was a White Sox thing, but I don't know if that's the best ever. The Cubs have had some good ones recently. I think in the Theo Epstein era, in the last decade or so, they've had some pretty good ones. I like the Everybody In one of a couple years ago. I like a lot of the direction that they have headed. The Bears, you know, the Bears really do need a good slogan. They need that as badly as they need a good quarterback. But they should have, actually, the best Bears slogan would be related to the fact that they don't have a quarterback and never have. But I don't think that they would want to market that. So, you know, the Bulls, I don't really know. The Bulls have had something that has been a real good slogan either. Tom Thibodeau, I think if you had to look at the high points of his tenure, would be like something, do your job. But they never really embraced that because, let's face it, if Thibs would have gotten along with the front office and the organization, he'd probably still be here. So the best one that you can say defined an organization, it defined a comeback, it defined an era. The Blackhawks, simple, clean, direct, one goal. One goal. You could say that about any sports fan after 2010 in Chicago. If you said one goal, they knew you were talking about the Blackhawks. Because, yeah, a goal is hockey. It's a hockey goal. Everybody knows that. But one goal revolved around their singular focus of winning a championship, of setting a tone, of sending a message. And it went from everybody who worked in, you know, from the receptionists to the ad executives to the sales guys to whatever it was, every level of the organization was defined by one goal. And that was a first-class organization. They won three cups in, from 2010 to 2015. They were the best organization and professional sports. I'm sorry, New England Patriots, but for that period of time, yes, it was the Chicago Blackhawks. And yes, it was because everybody was fixated on one goal. And they were fixated on reaching it, doing whatever was necessary to achieve it, and then setting a standard for others to follow. So, if I am saying my favorite slogan or motto for a Chicago team ever, it's simple, one goal.
This is Rick Morrissey, sports columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times. You know, whenever I'm reading and I come across a great line or a turn of phrase that really works, I just kind of stop and say, yes, perfect. And that's what the Blackhawks slogan, Cold Steel on Ice, did for me, I think, the first time I heard it. Now, I'm not a massive hockey fan, but when I heard that, I thought, perfect. That is exactly hockey. The speed, the coldness of the ice, you're bundled up in the stands, the speed, the strength, just the hardness of the game and the ice and metal on ice. And I just thought, that's hockey right there. And I have no idea if it's still a slogan or not, but it still comes up in conversation. Whoever thought of it was a genius because it's absolutely perfect.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. My favorite all-time Chicago sports slogan or motto. Well, first, the runners-up. I'd have to say, with all due respect to the organic nature of the White Sox win and ugly and the elegance of the Blackhawks one goal, my favorite is when Joe Maddon came up with a slogan for his 2016 Cubs, and he was much better at this kind of thing even than, say, in-game managing. Embrace the target was the line he came up with, and he described it, if I remember correctly, as running toward the fire instead of away from it. And in three words there, what Maddon did was he mixed confidence with bravado, because there's kind of a double meaning in it that I really like. Embrace the target. The Cubs are embracing the target for which they are aiming, the World Series title, and they're embracing the fact that the target is on them because they were a favorite, one of the favorites to win the World Series. So they are embracing their target, and they are embracing their role as the target. And they won the World Series.
Hey, Peggy, it's good to talk to you. Mike North, ESPN 1000, Bears Bar Room, North to North, NORTH, number 2 on NORTH. Win Daily Sports at Win Daily Sports. And the Go-Go White Sox were my favorite, slogan. The Go-Go White Sox, Fox and the Aparicio were featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated and words in Chicago under uniforms. The last two letters, G and O, were both circled on their uniforms. It really encaptured the team because they couldn't compete with the Yankees and some of the sluggers in the league. So they had to use their legs. They had to bunt. They had to suicide squeeze. They had to sacrifice fly, try to coach walks, good in the field. But they stole a lot of bases. Aparicio would get out first. Fox would send him to second on a bunt or hit the other way, and then somebody would have to try to drive him in. A lot of 3-1 ball games, 2-1 ball games. But the Go-Go White Sox, 1959, forever ingrained. Have a good one.
Well, that's going to do it. We are not going to do any predictions. We don't do final thoughts. We just thank you to Adam Yaffe and everyone who has supported us. And we ask you to please continue to download, subscribe, and rate the podcast on Apple, Podbean, Google Podcasts, wherever you may listen. Thank you, everyone, for always tuning in and listening. Jason, stay safe out there, okay?
You know me, Mom. I'll always stay safe.
All right, goodbye.